Was there a connection between the strange lights in the sky and the sudden appearance of the Edmonton crop circles just days later?
Rachel is a small desert nest in the Highway 375.
Secret government and military agencies have dealt with these creatures since the late 1940s. Alien technology has been exchanged for human lives and guarantees of secret bases for UFO creatures. Humans have been taken on board UFOs, and some have even been taken away to other planets. The shocking fact is that none of the people taken away to other worlds have ever returned to verify the UFO creatures' claims. Much of the information that has been given to us by the alleged aliens either cannot be verified or has turned out to be downright lies.
The Black World.
People really like UFOs.
They know how to separate the bioplasmic body from the physical body to place an alien entity life force matrix within a human body after removing the soul life force matrix of the human.
People really like UFOs.
The gray and reptoid species are highly analytical and technologically oriented.
People really like UFOs.
Maybe the reptilians aren't from some distant planet. Maybe they are from Earth just like us. Maybe they are descendants of the ancient dinosaurs that lived millions of years ago. Maybe they didn't become extinct. Maybe, like us, they evolved into intelligent creatures who built their own civilization and science. Possibly some left to conquer outer space while others stayed behind to build their society deep underground. Maybe now they're returning to Earth, their home planet. The New World Order has used this invasive nature of the UFO beings to work in their favor. While the secret alliances have worked for decades to keep UFOs secret, the New World Order has done everything possible to spread the news that UFOs are alien spacecraft. Of course, the New World Order also spreads an abundance of disinformation about UFOs and aliens. This effort has created a schizophrenic impression with the public. So while the New World Order may not be able to control UFOs and the creatures who fly them, they can still control the public's perception of them.
People really like UFOs.
The Black World.
The frightening truth is that no one really knows the true natures of UFOs.
Do people really like UFOs?
Are these super secret test flights with recovered UFOs for real? Do U.S. government scientists really investigate extraterrestrial technology? We wanted to find out. Test the claims. Following Bubba Lazar's recommendation, we drove out to the Black World on December 2nd, 1992, together with an ABC television camera. First, we waited near the Black mailbox at the Groom Lake access road. Then, followed by a Black unmarked Ford Bronco of the Wackenhut Special Security, we changed our location to the Campfire Hill, an elevation on the roadside closer to the base. It was a Wednesday night, and shortly after sunset, at about 6:15 p.m., the first mysterious flying object appeared.
They've got a, looks like a silvery, it looks like the, like it's got curves on it. It's almost like it sucks or something. He's got his head tipped way back. It's almost like he's in pain. We're just there. We can't help him. We're just, all we can do is watch him.